Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to the Beer Ladies podcast with your hosts Tandy, Katie, Christina, and me, Lisa. Our website is beerladiespodcast.com, and you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon, Blue Sky, even TikTok, sometimes at Beer Ladies Pod and at Beer Ladies Podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to support the show, you can find our merch store link in any of our bios or check the show notes for this episode. And if you'd like to sponsor an episode, please email us at beerladiespodcast@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello and welcome back to the Beer Ladies podcast. And it has been a whole summer without us in your ears. I don't know what you've been doing. Hopefully catching up on episodes and enjoying some summer or some winter, depending on where you are in the world. If you were in Ireland, you know that our summer was not exactly as promised. We had a lot of rain and not that warm of a weather. So hopefully we'll make it a little brighter by being back in your ears every week. So hello to all of our friends at home and our hosts right over here, Lisa, Katie, Christina. Friends, it's so nice to see you.
Hello.
Back.
Hello. Isn't it just? And do you know, friends, that it is season four? I am flabbergasted, speechless even, that we've made it to a season four of a thing. That's very, very cool. And thanks to everybody at home for listening along and sponsoring and coming to events and listening every week. It's pretty damn incredible. So we are going to go straight into what you're drinking, but this episode is really just going to be a bit of a hello and welcome to season four, a bit of a catch up. We're going to, you know, talk about what we did all summer and figure out what we're doing for the rest of the season. So what are we drinking today? Katie?
Well, I have a Sesh beer.
Oh, lovely.
I did not make it to the launch because it was a school night and it's too far to go into town. I really need to move. Well, I have to convince my husband to move closer to town. It's not going to happen. But anyway, I have the Sesh beer, which is Brian's little brainchild, is it? I don't know if it's
indeed
a collaboration with anybody else or not.
I'll give you the skinny on some of the what I did on my summer hauls on that.
So. Ah, okay. So yeah, it's an IPA. Session IPA for a Monday night, which is when we're recording this. Hazy and juicy, 3.8%.
Delicious.
Nice. Lisa, how about you?
So I will talk a little bit more about the Sesh stuff, although again, maybe a little bit of a sneak preview there. Brian, we'd love to have you come on. I know we're working on some of these things behind the scenes, but today I've gone a little further afield, although not too far afield, still in Ireland, but I've gone out to County Leash and I have a Ballycleuch Cabin Bambricks Brown because one, it is just my favorite beer. It's just, you know, sort of objectively perfect and gorgeous. And I think, again, as we're having this strange weather where it's gone from being autumnal to suddenly very hot, I wanted something that was both refreshing, but also might bring the season back a little bit. So I've got their gorgeous brown ale. For anyone who's just been at Electric Picnic, I know you wish you could have had this there. Again, maybe something we'll chat a bit about, but always a favorite, and they've got some shiny new cans, so it's just exciting. And that's another thing we did over the summer, was we did get to go out there and give them a visit, so always a pleasure to have the Bambricks Brown Ale.
Very nice. Christina, are you drinking today?
I'm not drinking tonight, but I have, in the last couple of weeks, found myself at Black Sheep several times, and I got to try some of the Sesh beers, which was really nice. Their sour was really nice. It's also like really hot now in Dublin, so these sorts of beers are just hitting the spot. And I also tried the Hope Lagerito, which I was really excited about. and definitely lived up to the name. Really, really loved that beer. It was a hot day, so it was kind of the perfect beer to have on that hot day, because certainly we missed out on summer in the summer, but now that it's September, we seem to be very quickly making up for it.
Yes.
It's like Irish weather is like Dublin bus. a month late, you know, and then we get a week of summer. It's like, what the hell is going on?
I know. It's crazy. And I don't know, speaking of summer, like, even, I mean, at the best of times, it's lager weather, but I think now, as you said, Christina, it's pretty warm. So I've gone macro, guys. I'm drinking Asahi.
Because
I like Asahi. Of the macros and of the macro lagers, like, this is the one I sort of turn to quite often. It's also not a coincidence that they are the beer sponsor for the World Cup. For those who know, I am a massive rugby fan, and obviously I'm South African. So, yes. So I've got my South African Springbok jersey, and I've got my Irish green rugby jersey. So I've got, you know, first and second hedging my bets here. But yes, drinking an Asahi today because, why not? I actually bought a whole box because you could win tickets to the final if you bought the box and then entered. So I need to still enter. But yes, there was incentives.
That's funny. I was chatting with someone at work who lives in Sligo, but is originally from Zimbabwe, but has been supporting both Ireland and South Africa because reasons. So and you're not alone. You're not alone. So
nope.
And it's great to have the World Cup in this hemisphere, so where it's actually so close that you could actually go. You don't have to get massively jet lagged.
Oh, I'm desperately upset because we've got a good few friends who are going to, you know, one or two of the games. Some people are going to the quarterfinals. Some people are going to the South Africa Ireland game, which is like late September, and it wasn't going to happen for me this year. So that's why I'm just into competitions and see if I can get there. Otherwise,
you never know.
You know, there was always like a tagline for the lottery ads in South Africa, and it was like "Tata ma chance, tata ma millions." But it basically translates to, like, if you don't take a chance, you can't win. So got it.
Okay.
If you don't play, you don't win. So you got to play.
And I did see 6 Magpies yesterday.
Oh.
Haiti, tell us about 6 Magpies and what does it mean?
Oh, I'm completely not big into the old ghosts and spirits and stuff, but magpies get me every single time. I think I've spoken about magpies before, have I?
Well, I mean, you definitely never want to see just one. That's bad luck. No. So
1 for sorrow, 2 for joy, 3 for a girl, 4 for a boy, 5 for silver, 6 for gold, 7 for a secret never to be told.
Wow.
So I'm like, yeah, maybe I should buy a case of Asahi.
I think you should buy a lotto ticket.
Buy a lottery ticket.
If you've got 6 for gold, I mean, come on, win those millions. Euro millions, come on.
Euro millions.
How fun would that be?
You can buy that. There's a house across the street from me that's just been done up and is for sale. So, you know, I'm just saying, then you'd be closer into town. You wouldn't even need the million because it's close enough to my house that it's not a million. You know. But it's lovely. They've done it up really nicely. So
yeah.
Could you be hosting Eurovision parties in the backyard though?
Well, it actually has a bigger garden than you would think, even though it is, again, right in the inner city. So just, you know, you never know, putting it out there into the universe. So,
well, talking about, we were saying what we did last summer, what we're going to do this year is I'm going to go to the Eurovision again. Woohoo! So I've booked my flights for Malmo, and now I am eagerly waiting for tickets, and I have accommodation. Woohoo! So is Lisa. Ooh,
yes, I've got my tickets. We need to figure out the accommodation bit, but we'll figure it out. But I've joined the fan club to make sure that, again, as soon as those tickets go on sale. But I think, as we've said, we would be very happy just to go enjoy the atmosphere, see all the, you know, last year's bands, previous year's bands and acts just out doing, you know, living their best lives. But yeah, it'd be great to get some proper tickets as well. So yeah, we've got those tickets. Well, we've got the plane tickets, you know, presumably. Yeah.
So
we're halfway there.
Okay, so what did we do during the summer, guys? Christina, what did you get up to during summer?
So I went to visit my folks in Pennsylvania. Got to meet Lou Bryson in person, which was really, really awesome. Yay. After having him on the podcast. He's such a lovely person, and I met him and his wife. She's amazing. They're just amazing. We went to Robin Hood Brewing Company, and Axeman Brewing Company. And we had a really nice time, had a bunch of different beers. And my family lives really close to a brewery now. There's a new brewery in Bowlesburg, Bowles City Brewing, which was walkable from my parents' house. So my aunt and I found ourselves there a couple of times. So that was nice. They had a really, really nice backyard space to sit outside. And of course, it was really hot. And so that was fun. And then I don't know when you're listening to this, but mid-September, I'm off to Kerry for a week. So I'm looking forward to sort of getting out of Dublin for a little bit. Hopefully the weather is still this nice because we're going to be at a beach and I want to be swimming. So
lovely.
Swimming in the Irish water. I still don't know if I can do it, guys.
Look, I was doing it yesterday. I spent about 3 hours in the sea between playing, just messing around with the nieces and nephews and gossiping, you know, with the sister-in-laws.
That's proper auntie work, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Lisa, what were your highlights from summer?
So I think our two big ones was we went to Vienna for the first time. So that was exciting for us and had some gorgeous, gorgeous lagers and radlers because, of course, you know, gorgeous lagers and radlers. And I think it was very hot there. You know, it was sort of 35 degrees or certainly, you know, getting up in that direction. So, you know, you very much had to kind of go station to station, if you like, and try to be in the air conditioning as much as possible. But again, perfect Radler weather. And I love the Radlers that are made with lemon versus the more grapefruity ones. And I feel like we often just see the canned grapefruit one here, and that's fine. But I really like the lemon. So I find that more refreshing.
Is that the Stiegel one?
There was the Stiegel one, but I also had a lot of the local the local Austrian or sort of other Austrian ones. So that was really, really nice. Really enjoyed 1516 Brewing Company. And there is a Pennsylvania connection because they also make under license Hop Devil, which comes originally from Victory Brewing in Pennsylvania. And when I found it there, was just sort of gobsmacked to find one of my favorite beers that I used to drink all the time in Pennsylvania in the middle of Vienna. So there you go, right next to like Mozart's Death House, one of my favorite beers. There you go. But tastes like the real thing. They still make it with the whole leaf hops and it was absolutely gorgeous. But it's a very different thing drinking, you know, a sort of 6% quite hoppy beer in that kind of heat versus kind of maybe when the weather's a little more chill. Not that it doesn't get quite extreme in Pennsylvania because it can, but definitely, you'd have one of those and then kind of back to the Radlers just because it was very hot. But really, we had a good time. So I think also we got to have some pretzels. And of course, I have a grand unified theory that all pubs and bars everywhere should have soft pretzels just as an option. So
again, I support putting that out there
in the universe. Don't take up a lot of space. You can put them in the microwave. Anyway, just saying it could be done, folks. It could be done. So we'll manifest some pretzels somewhere. But it was
also not difficult to make.
They're not difficult to make. We've made that. Well, I say we. My husband has made them because I don't make things. But he does. So, and he can make some really quite nice ones. But we've even looked at like what it would take to import them from Germany. And it's not that bad to get like par baked ones and send them over. So again, this says that we think there's a market here, folks. We're just not quite ready to kind of jump in and start importing pretzels because it feels like it might be a bit sad. So
I think you might be 70% of the market, Lisa.
I mean, you know, I'm okay with that. I could step up to the plate. I could do it. But yeah, and then we'll chat a little more about some other local beery stuff in a bit. But I want to hear first what Katie got up to.
And I'm trying to remember, what did I get up to? I know what I did. I went to Montenegro.
Yes.
Stayed in Couture. Stunning. It was very, very hot. And there were lots of cats. There's loads of cats in Couture. Ooh. Yeah.
My kind of place.
Yeah. And they have like this cat society there and you can donate to them so that they get dewormed and neutered. But there's cats everywhere. Oh my God. The cats of Couture are a big thing. They're everywhere. And the people who live there love them because they keep the mouse and rat population down.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's a
okay.
big thing for the tourists. And it's lovely. It's a lovely old city. And then we flew into Dubrovnik, stayed in Kotor, and then we went up to Tsavtat, just outside Dubrovnik, for 4 nights. And it's like, oh, it was lovely. It was absolutely lovely. I will say that the craft beer scene wasn't massive. What can you do? You just have to enjoy what you have. Enjoy what you have. So cocktails by the pool. Well, actually, it was cocktails by the pier because it was a stony beach. The beaches are stony there. But they had like a pier straight on out onto the water with steps into it. So it was practically a seawater pool. It was lovely.
Oh, wow.
And getting your water taxi and getting the speedboat places. I felt like I was in a, you know, a Bond movie or a...
I love it. It sounds so properly continental, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love being on the trams and on the trains in Vienna. Same reason, because you're like, oh, it's everything's so clean and...
And we did the Game of Thrones tour. Was very good. I really liked that. And then the cable car up to I can't remember the name of the mountain. It only has three letters, Mount Sir or Mount Sith or so, in Dubrovnik. And the history there is actually really, really interesting about when Yugoslavia attacked Dubrovnik. Sure. And the story of that, and they were like, oh, there's a lot of, it's very recent, it's 90s, you know, really, really good. And there's a lovely, lovely place at the top of that mountain. You get the cable car up, and it's a great place to watch the sunset if you're ever going. And it's less crowded, I suppose, around 4 or 5 o'clock. That's my top tip. All the influencers were up there. Sunset with Dubrovnik in the background. It was absolutely gorgeous.
You see lots of selfie sticks and TikTok dancers and things.
Yes, yes. Oh, actually, another thing I did, I went to Clifton for a few days and I finally got Connemara Lager on tap. And it
lovely.
Was it was very, very nice. It's a brilliant, brilliant lager. Clifton is lovely. Shout out to my cousins who live down in Clifton and my auntie and uncle.
That's so cool. Well, listen, Katie, compared to you, I mean, I did absolutely nothing. So as most of you know, I started a new job just before summer hit. And so, you know, new job, you don't exactly have a lot of leave and do the thing. So started a new job. And then I sort of had a bit of a downer. I had a bit of a health issue through summer, some digestive-y type things. And so I was actually off the booze, off the beer for a good few weeks, and which really doesn't sound that bad, but it felt far more dramatic at the time. You know, I felt very sad about the whole thing. But anyway, it was fine. I'm all healed up. But yeah, between that and the rain and my own child also injuring himself. So I had a child in the house the whole summer. it was not according to plan, but it's fine. Things are looking up. I can only say things are looking up because I think I've got 4 or 5 concerts coming up. So I think I've got like a couple of months up until almost December. And I'm going to the UK at the end of the month, and it's going to be good things. It just never happens during summer. Like I say, I just can't plan these things. So anyway, that's my summer resolution for next year, is to actually plan a holiday and do
I
things.
I think it's your Southern Hemisphere brain. It's just like...
It really is. It's like I can't get used to it. But I've been here. In fact, in a couple of days' time, I will have been here for 5 years on the dot. So really, it's about time. That I just adjust now, isn't it? Trying hard. Not really. But I bought a banjo.
Yay!
I very randomly and completely on a whim bought a banjo. And I am now learning through YouTube, as one does, how to play the banjo. So,
and can I just say, you didn't just randomly buy a banjo. You randomly drove all the way to Kinsale.
Yes.
On the same, back and forth, on the same day to buy a same banjo. Day.
It was actually so fun. It was a very long road trip. It's like over 3 hours there and over 3 hours back. But it was fun. And the weather was glorious. Had lunch in Kinsale, like lovely fish and chips at a beautiful pub that overlooked the whole of the bay and the town. And it is just so pretty down there. I couldn't believe it. I've been to Cork, but I'd never been to Kinsale. And it is gorgeous. So, yes. Random road trip to pick up a banjo and a guitar. Wasn't worried about the guitar, but the banjo is really cool. So maybe you'll see me playing some bluegrass banjo somewhere around town. Who knows?
I love that idea. I love that idea. Well, I'll say too, I know we said in our last episode before our summer break, we were like, oh, Underdog's going to be opening any day now. And folks, Underdog is back open. And I have been
great.
Stopping in, not infrequently, because again, it's not a long walk for me. So I can just, you know, traipse right down there and just, you know, well done to Patty and the team. Like it's everything it was before. But still waiting for the cast to come. I know it's coming. But, you know, I'm patient. It's good. And the things that have been on have been wonderful. I feel like I've run into so many people there or met people there who I haven't seen in a long time. So it's really become, well, okay, we knew it was going to be, but if like you can't go in there without running into people, you know, it's just,
totally
it's
true.
Got the vibe. It's got the vibe immediately. So just so happy that it's back. So yeah.
It really is like the Cheers of Dublin, isn't it?
At least for craft beer Dublin. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Of the craft beer scene. It's very, very cool. But yeah, it's and yeah, well done to Paddy, well done to the team, because it looks awesome. The vibe is fabulous. I spent an enormous amount of money there one of the days that I was there, because I had obviously drank a lot of very delicious beer and decided that I wanted something for the fridge. Or from the fridge, and I got a bottle of this Sierra Nevada. I think it's like a Belgian quad. And I thought, oh, that's a weird thing for Sierra Nevada to be brewing or whatever the case is. Anyway, I paid an obscene amount of money for it. I've still got it, because now I feel like there has to be a real occasion for me to open this thing up. But it will be open, and I'm sure it'll be delicious.
I tell you, Tandy, you can, when South Africa make it to the final against Ireland, are we on the same side of the group? I actually haven't checked.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if we'd be playing Ireland, but you know what?
Because you know Ireland are going to kick your spring your ass. Yeah.
Okay. Watch what you're saying. It doesn't ever happen in the World Cup. Before the World Cup, totally legit. After, during the World Cup, never. That's it. If South Africa wins the World Cup this year, it'll be the only team ever to win it twice in a row. Yeah. So that would be kind of cool. But anyway, yes, if they win, or if they get to the finals, maybe I'll open it then.
Oh, maybe. Well, I get, for those who don't know, many of us went over to Katie's house this summer and had a lovely afternoon drinking all those things that are, you know, kind of sitting around that you just don't quite get to, and I think we want to repeat that, you know, somewhere closer in. So again, I volunteered my house as well, so we'll do another one of these kind of big bottle shares. So I'm just saying, another opportunity, Tandy, if you need to bring that bottle somewhere, because I've got a bunch of stuff as well. I'm pointing at it right now, because I've got some really nice interesting Belgian things and things I'm like, oh, they're great, but I need an occasion and people to share them with. So
yeah.
Well, I've been scrolling away the Trouble Brewing's pumpkin ale from last year, so hopefully we can do a vertical tasting of the pumpkin.
That is great. That, you know, that might finally get us to use TikTok properly.
Anna, I saw on their social media that were they harvesting their pumpkins?
They were. Yeah. They were. Yes.
They're getting ready to brew it.
So excited about that. Really can't wait. I mean, we almost got our Halloween decorations out this past weekend, but we'll wait another week. But it's you know, I want all my things to come out. So
see, I decided, oh, I should say, over the summer to get a few new tattoos, and my tattoos are Halloween themed. So true. Now I've just permanently decorated. Always ready.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and those are gorgeous new tattoos. So, like, folks, you've got to see her little ghost. It's the cutest thing in the world. It's just adorable. Mm. So, big fans.
Big
of
fan.
That.
It definitely is very cute. Anna,
I may have a problem.
Opportunity. We all have problems.
Opportunity. Not a problem.
If anyone is watching this on YouTube, you can see my background is a beer hall. And this episode is slated to come out on the 15th of September, I believe. And that day I will be departing Dublin Airport for Munich for Oktoberfest for the opening weekend.
Such a lucky day.
And I am really looking forward to it.
Oh. That's so you've done Beer Fest before, Oktoberfest before, right?
I did it, I'm going to say, like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so it's going to be...
Maybe.
Just like the first time again.
It will, because I'm sure it has all changed. Well, it's all the same but different, if you know what I mean. Like, the prices are going to have gone up.
Oh. Sure, remind us, which one do you have the tickets in?
I have a ticket. Oh God, I can't even remember the name of the tent on Saturday, but we have tickets for the opening day, which I am delighted about.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Then on Sunday, we are in the Fisher Vrani tent until close, and we're going for my brother-in-law's 50th. So we've got a dinner planned for the Saturday evening. So yeah, there's a group of about, I think there's 9 of us going. So that is going to be so much fun. And if you see me, if anyone else is going to Munich, you see me in the airport in my dirndl. It's the same day. I only have one. I wear it.
You don't have a series.
All Oktoberfest. I don't have a series. If you see me, come and say hi. Woo! I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be so
all
fun.
The pictures so we can all live vicariously through you.
It'll depend. Yeah. At the start of the night pictures, you know?
I'll send
them ones on.
Yes. While you're sober enough, but also while you remember. Oh my God, who can remember to take photos when you're having like a riot of a time?
Yeah, I know.
Well, speaking of festivals, did anybody go to fun festivals this summer?
Well, see, I guess I could start. So I went to the Hagstravaganza, and the White Hag gave me this lovely pint glass and a lovely half pint glass. We ended up with the pint glasses because the queues got to such a point that they couldn't really keep them going, and I think many ran out of beer, and I don't think they mind saying this, they said so on their socials, but I think early in the day really 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 good and tried some really fantastic things, and of course as ever ran into everyone, because you can't go to any festival without running into absolutely everyone. But that was really really nice, and again there were some really really good standouts. I'm just glad that we went early and got food early, and we're on also kind of the early-ish train coming back. I know a lot of people stayed over, and I think it sounded like it was good fun to stay over. But I think there was such a big turnout this year that hopefully they'll do a little more crowd control next year just to get that kind of sorted out. But it sounded like there was a good, a real kind of intention to say a lot of good things happened, but let's also figure out how we can improve the queuing and make sure we don't run out of stuff. So glad that they took that on board and were very candid about it, because, you know, up until they started running out of things, it was very good. So I think hopefully they'll work out whatever kinks were there. But I think I had some really, really nice beers. Again, they do such a good job, I think, of more or less working with some trains so that you can get there via public transit. That's certainly not a given. There were other festivals I would have loved to have gone to that are just really hard to get to. Like the Midlands Craft Beer Festival looked great, or Yeast Meets West sounded like such fun, but there just wasn't a good way to get there without a car or without staying over somewhere. So I'm still a big fan of Hagstravaganza. I just hope they manage the crowds a little better next year, or have more beer, or just kind of have different places to queue. But there were some really nice things that I tried. Really, really glad we went, and it was so nice to see everyone. And again, like, love the glassware. So for those listening at home, it's actually a very nice sort of newish version of the. It's still the White Hag logo on the front, and then kind of your Giant's Causeway inspired sort of picture on the back. So all in all, good time had by all. Some really interesting beers. Again, happy to see a couple of my favorite American breweries turn up. Wish we could get some of them on regular distribution here. We don't otherwise, but you know, nice to go and seek out a little Deschutes or Green Cheek or Maui Brewing. So glad they all turned up.
Very, very cool. So, friends, should we talk about what is coming up in season 4? I mean, as much as we've planned, which is of course not everything, but you know, we've got themes and things that we try and stick to. So, what's coming up in season 4? What can our listeners look forward to?
Well, we've heard you about the beer history, so we're going to be back with a lot more of that. We've got quite a few interviews lined up with beer historians from all over the world. Really looking forward to sort of delivering that to you. And my beer history book on brewing women in the UK is out March 2024. So you will also be getting a little bit of an exclusive on what that's going to look like. So from the beer history perspective, we are coming at you this season.
Yeah, I think definitely. We put the call out on the socials, and that was, you know, we heard you. You all were like, more beer history, more beer history. So we are trying to respond in kind. But we're also going to do more of the other fun stuff, too, that we know you like. Like, there were a lot of questions about, like, ooh, tell us more about when homebrewing has gone wrong or gone well. But I think people really want to hear when it was a disaster. So we'll see what we can come up with. Yeah.
Don't worry, I've got stories about that.
Yeah.
My homebrews of late have all been complete shit. So I'm just going to have to talk about them because that's the way it goes. Yeah, but we will. We'll have more homebrew stories. We want to do, and we've got some special collabs coming up that we're not going to reveal just yet, but they do have a bit of a homebrew slant. So that will be quite fun, and keep your ears and eyes peeled to the socials and keep listening, because that could be a good one. Hopefully this side of the year. And we will continue to do some technical deep dives and some style guides, because I think it's just kind of fun to do those. And hopefully you guys love them too. And if there are any beer styles that you want us to really break down, send them in. Get us on the socials or send us an email. Put your requests in, because we've only planned the next couple of months. So we've still got many, many months of episodes to take your advice on.
Yeah, and we know spooky season is coming up. Don't worry, we've got you covered, because you know it's a thing we love. So fear not. That's all good. But that said, if you're like, I really want to hear about X or Y's haunted brewery, hey, tell us. You know, we want to hear all about it.
Yeah, exactly. Just reach out to us and say, I want you to explain this concept to me, because I know nothing about it. It's like, you know, put it out there. I'll know nothing about it, but these ladies will know something about it.
No.
You don't give yourself enough credit.
I'll ask the stupid questions so you don't have to.
Love it. No, well, that's it. I mean, we've got season 4 planning. I mean, most immediately, we've got a couple of weeks, and then it's going to be spooky season, and we've got a good few episodes planned there. And as Christina said, we've got loads of interviews with people planned. So I think we're going to have a lovely season, friends.
Yeah. And now here, Lisa, you were going to give us the lowdown on the Sesh Beer launch.
Oh, yes. So I, again, because actually now there's a lovely kind of little beer district, if you like, all up and down Capel Street. Not that it wasn't already kind of party central in other ways, but now you can go from the underdog to the black sheep, and then sort of carry on down past Slattery's, you know, and keep going onto Dame Street. But I did go to their launch over on at the Black Sheep, so that was very exciting, and again, easy for me because I can just walk there. The one I really loved was the Pilsner, which is absolutely gorgeous. So if you haven't found it yet, seek it out, especially in this hot weather. It is just perfect for this, just crisp and gorgeous. But long story short, and again, Brian, we'd love to get you on. Richie, we'd love to get you on. Brian is working with Richie at Hope to make these all come to life. So I think that's another reason why when we're having these beers, we're like, oh, these are really good. This is not just like something someone sort of done as a, you know, kind of side project or hobby. There's you know, proper skill here. So thank you to Richie for making all that happen. But yeah, there's going to be more coming. And again, I don't want to steal Brian's thunder, because we would love to get him on to talk more about it. But there will be more seasonal variation, and there'll be more of this coming along. But it was great to be, you know, to be out and about in an event, and especially something like this where you are launching something new, and just getting everyone to turn up for something like that was really, really nice. So I think very much the kind of thing that hopefully we'll have some more of that to look forward to in the coming months, whether it's like a seasonal beer or a side project or that kind of thing. I think the other thing maybe to keep an eye out for is, I know Kinnegar has all of their taproom only beers available in some other places around the country. So in Dublin, they drop them at Bonobo. So keep an eye out on their socials too. There's other folks who are doing more seasonal stuff. I've not seen anyone launching a fest beer yet, but it can't be too long, hopefully.
Can't be far away. And unlike old Electric Picnic, who didn't let Ballycool Cavern serve beers there.
Right.
Quick comment on it.
Right. I think my quick comment on it is they made amazing t-shirts that were the Stradbally green, which happened to look very much like the Heineken green, and the logo was not unlike. So I love that. I think those who've been around well too, we've also got some of those Western Herd t-shirts that look not unlike some produced by a different brewery. You don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I love that. I thought as a response, that was really the way to do it, was just lean all the way into it and, you know, just kind of let people see what else is out there. Yeah. And hopefully people will realize, oh, there's some really good alternatives. And I think especially like Katie, when you and I went to see Pulp and we're like, there's only Heineken.
I know.
When you're outside. Yeah.
In Ireland, at so many of the large events, is you can only get macro. There is no craft tap, even a token fake craft. You know, there's nothing.
There's nothing. And like, time and place for anything, but it seems to me weird. And I think even Jarvis called it out from the stage. He's like, we're in Dublin and you can't get Guinness. And you're like, right?
Right.
Like, I'd have stood in a field drinking a Guinness. I was not going to do that with an Island's Edge. Like, no.
Oh, no. You. I can't believe that Island's Edge is still around.
Last year when we were down, Tandy and myself, at Electric Picnic doing the beer tasting, we had Billy Kilcavan beers down there, and they went down an absolute treat. They were really, really popular, and everyone loved them. And Tandy and I got to tell people, hey, this brewery is just like up the road. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, go get it. Yeah,
they're so close. Yeah.
It would make sense to have your local beer when you're celebrating all these local foods and local chefs and local... whatever. I just
definitely,
it's the same thing when people, not my original argument, I've seen this on Twitter many times, about how you go to like really chefy places, really fancy restaurants, and they have all this, oh, you know, we've sourced the beef from here, and we've sourced the you know, the mushrooms and the berries and this, and then you have a macro beer, and it just sort of like, why did you stop there? You have an extensive like wine list, why are we neglecting the beer? So I fully support, you know, the campaigns to get more craft beer into more people's hands, and especially in big events.
And especially when it's local, you know, I can almost understand big events, whether it's sports games or whatnot, not being able to facilitate a local beer, but when you've got a festival that is tied in local and the local craft brewery is like, whatever, 5 miles away or 5 kilometers away, come on, there's no excuse for that.
No, and it's like, it's not asking for exclusivity. It would get like probably 1%, probably less of the trade, but at least there would be an option. That's all people want is the option, you know?
Absolutely. And again, I think shout out to many of our, you know, the supermarkets here that do a good job of actually promoting local, whether it's produce or beer or anything. Like, they really do a good job. And that's something that, you know, there's a deep dive to be done by someone there, how it's very different here compared to in the UK, where they almost get flack for it. But here we're like, no, it's great if the Super Value or the local Tesco promotes local. Like, that's wonderful. It's getting into more people's fridges and, you know, all to the good. So here.
Indeed. Yeah. More local stuff. Yeah.
And I'm just after remembering other stuff that we did during the summer. Tandy, you and me did park runs.
Oh, yes.
I'd nearly forgotten. Remember at the end of last season, I was like, I'm starting my couch to 5K.
And it's happened.
You've done
it's
so
all
well, Katie. I'm walking it.
But that's
and
okay.
I'm getting better every week, but I'm pacing it, but I'm walking and I'm doing like a little bit of a run and then a walk and a little bit of a run. I'm going to get there, but it's kind of fun. I think Lisa has finally influenced us to do a little bit more of the park run and all the things. And I know that Christine is also like walking, but not necessarily park running yet, as in not signed up, but we're doing the things, guys.
I have signed up. I did the couch to 5K. I completed it like probably like 5 or 6 weeks ago, but I've just faffing around because I run very slow.
But that's okay. Doesn't matter.
Running slowly, it's still going faster than I am. I'm walking.
Yeah. So I am going to try for this weekend, but my folks are in town, so I'm not sure if I'm going to do it this weekend. If it's not this weekend, then it'll be after I'm back from my holiday. But, you know, I am trained. I can run a 5K. I'm ready to go.
That's awesome.
I just slow.
And I have not run a 5K yet. Christine,
but you don't have to run. It's just walking and jogging. It's all good. It's all welcome. That's the thing. It's all just getting out there. And maybe this means we need to make some merch that's in a technical fabric or something. We'll think on that.
We can figure that out. And tell us, for those of you who are listening and who also do like a bit of a run or even a cycle, if you'd like to see a Beer Ladies, you know, shirt that can get sweaty and stuff. I don't know what they're called. Clearly I'm a noob. But yes.
Yeah, me too. I've no idea.
It's okay.
And, you know, there's the Galway Bay Running Club. Crew have a running club now.
Yeah, the Wicklow Wolf have one as well, don't they?
Wicklow Wolf, yeah, and actually Galway Bay has one in Dublin now as well. It had only been out in Galway proper, but now they are back in Dublin. I've done one run with them, and hopefully more people will come out the next time, because it was, you know, still fun only being three of us, but more people should come. So, yeah,
How far is the run, Lisa?
It's 5-ish K, and it's all, you know, all levels are welcome. I don't think I can go to the next one because I'm going to New York the next day, but I am doing the Griffith Mile the day after I get back from New York, because I'm like, it's a mile, it's fine. And it's right next to the Cat and Cage, so I can get a beer after. So it's all about the incentives.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I'm really incentivized to start doing the local park run, because Lisa told me that they encourage costumes for the Halloween one, and any excuse I have to dress up for spooky season is a good reason for me.
Definitely.
So I am motivated solely by the idea that I get to run 5 kilometers in a costume. So,
you know, we did say we might make a Beer Ladies Park Run collective for that one, for the Halloween. So in Fairview.
We could.
Do a bit of a dress up. So, yep, if we get it going, you might see us all in some sort of costume. I'll be sweating through mine. That's
fine. That's fine. Yeah, yeah, that's allowed. Yeah. Same.
Good. And I won't be able to talk for like 20 minutes afterwards because I'll be
that's fine. That's
my lungs.
Get through the finish line and I collapse on the grass and everyone's like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine, just leave me alone.
This is part of the costume experience.
Yes.
I am dead.
Yes. That's actually really good. Maybe I'll dress up as a tomato, because by the end of it, that's what I will look like.
Yeah, I'm always so red by the end. Yeah.
You could be a zombie and then you could take breaks to like keel over, get back up, crawl a little bit, zombie it a little bit more. It's just part of the experience.
I actually did do that once. We did like a zombie run, and you had runners and you had people who had to dress up like zombies to scare the runners and to like motivate them and do all the things.
Yeah.
So a bunch of us got dressed up as zombies in like stupid o'clock in the morning, went out far away and scared all the runners. And our group dressed up as zombie clowns. And let me tell you, people were horrified and they were like, that was not cool. But we had to still kind of do the run. It was just at a much different pace. And, you know, we had to scare the runners. It was so fun.
That is amazing. And someone needs to do that in Dublin, because I want to be a zombie and scare people.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Back in the day, when I was in university, used to work at a haunted house as Bloody Mary, scaring people. And that was so fun. So, yes, bring back the zombies, live zombie chase. I would totally do that. There used to be something like that in Dublin years ago. But I haven't seen anything about that recently.
There we go. We got to manifest it. If we think about it, maybe it'll just happen. So.
As we often do on this podcast, if we talk about it, somehow it magically appears a week or two later. So, you know, let's hope. Let us hope.
Yeah, maybe it'll be part of the Bram Stoker Festival. We don't know. I've not seen a lineup yet. So just saying.
We shall see. Well, friends, lots to look forward to. Just, you know, within our own lives as well as within season 4, we've got lots to do. But I think let's call it and leave some space for next week. Otherwise, we're going to chat forever, aren't we? That's the way we go. we do love chatting on this platform. Okay, so everybody listening at home, thank you so much for listening. Check us out on the socials and see you next week. Thank you, friends.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.